I am honored to present the 2018 New Investigator Award to Dr. Mitesh Patel. Mitesh?
Thank you. It's such a great honor to receive this award. I'd like to thank Academy Health for recognizing my work and its impact. It's especially a great honor given the list of previous recipients, many of which have had the pleasure of being my mentors and colleagues while at Penn. In 2005, I came to my first Academy Health annual research meeting. I was a first-year medical student, and this was really my first research conference I'd ever been to. And I didn't know a single person. It was overwhelming. But nonetheless, when I entered the room, I could feel an energy that was abundant and everywhere. It was a large group of people who had come together from all across the country, dedicated and passionate about understanding how our healthcare system works and how we can make it better. Fast forward now, 13 years later, and I still feel that same energy in the room. But now when I look around, I see colleagues, collaborators, and a lot of great friends. From that first meeting to this one, there were a lot of people that helped me along the way that I'd like to thank. First, my family. I'd like to thank my wife, Pyle, who I could have not have asked for a better partner. We met in residency and have been on this ride together ever since. We have a two-year-old son, Liam, and another second child on the way, and she's the foundation of our family and has been supportive in countless ways. I'd also like to thank my parents, who have always been encouraging and gone out of their way to help me in any way possible. Would not be here without them. Next, I've had so many advisors and mentors who have been generous with their time and helped guide me along the way. I'd like to thank everyone that I worked with during my training at the University of Michigan, Penn, Wharton, the VA, and the Clinical Scholars Program, including my program directors, Lisa Bellini, Josh Metley, Katrina Armstrong, and Judith Long. But there are three people in particular that I owe a special thanks to. From my time at the University of Michigan, where my research career began during college and medical school, I'd like to thank Matthew Davis. I was a sophomore in college, and I'd spent 2 years pipetting in a basic science lab and was looking for something new. I was interested in health economics, but didn't know anyone in the field, and so I did what was, in retrospect, maybe a bad idea, but ended up working out, which is that I sent an email to 15 to 20 physician investigators, asking if I could shadow them in the clinic and get involved in a project, and Matt was the first to respond. He was actually the only person to respond. I was very, very lucky, though. I spent the next 5 years with Matt working on a variety of projects from vaccine policy to medical education. He taught me not only how to do research, but how to be a researcher. He helped me figure out how to run my own regressions, write a cover letter for manuscript submissions, approach or revise and resubmit. These are the things most of us take for granted, but as a young trainee, they're the mechanics that make the difference between getting involved in a research project and being able to have the tools and skills you need to move a research agenda forward. In 2007, I came to Penn, which is where I had the good fortune of meeting David Ash and Kevin Volpe, who have been my mentors for the past decade and to whom I am truly grateful. I applied to be David Ash's teaching assistant for a Wharton undergraduate class, and as I was transitioning from Michigan to Penn, my faculty advisor said, "You have to meet Kevin," and sent an email asking him if he'd be willing to meet with me to give some feedback on our project. It was at that point that I knew that, I didn't know at the time, but it was at that point that I met David and Kevin, and they ultimately would have a tremendous impact on the trajectory of my career. David and Kevin were not just good mentors, they were the best mentors. They both won the Alice Church Award in the past, and so they were the ideal role models. And there were two of them. It was almost unfair. They've been generous with their time. They provided me with opportunity after opportunity to enable me to succeed. David and Kevin, thank you for everything you've done, not only for helping me in research and building a career, but also for teaching me to do it in a way that expands collaborations and helps translate our work into real-world impact. Early in my career, people told me it was really risky to focus an early career on clinical trials. They're expensive, they take years to conduct, everything's blinded, so you don't know the results until you're all done with the trials. You don't even know if it worked. But with David and Kevin, it didn't matter. They helped me approach every challenge and address it, and had built infrastructure to help me do these things faster and at larger scale. I worked in an environment where I spent just as much time with research coordinators as I do with designers and software engineers. There's no better place to work, and I thank David and Kevin for helping create such a culture where my research can thrive. I also want to thank our health system and Penn Medicine, who without partnership, we wouldn't have been able to launch a Nudge Unit and do the work we find so meaningful. This includes Kevin Mahoney, Ray Rosen, Ralph Muller, and Larry Jamison. I want to thank LDI, the Leonard Davis Institute for Health Economics. It's really the glue for bringing everyone on campus together, and also the network through which we can spread our research farther beyond. I'd like to thank all my wonderful friends, colleagues, and collaborators. Working with you is such a pleasure, and I'm truly grateful. Finally, my work is primarily at the intersection of technology and human behavior. I did my medical training during a time of rapid technological expansion, electronic health records for clinicians, smartphones and mobile devices for patients. When it comes to understanding human behavior, I had the best training possible under David and Kevin's wing. In hindsight, one might think that my work came together because I was at the right place at the right time, and I have no doubt that that was an important role, but I've learned along the way that there are so many other things that influence the career of a young investigator. To all the faculty out there, I urge you to continue your efforts in mentorship. It means so much to us and the future generation of health services researchers, and we couldn't do it without your guidance. To the young trainees, focus on what motivates you, imagine your ideal opportunity and strive for it. Don't be afraid to take risks along the way. Keep in mind that you're not in it alone. We're all in this together. Just look around at all the dedicated and passionate people in the room today. Thank you.